Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Seeking Justice. While Nicolas Cage's wife is attacked and he wants revenge, and someone offers to make it happen, trouble is, now he owes these guys big time, and it's time to return the favor.
Sorry to hear about your wife. Is she okay? The man's done it before. He'll do it again. We can take care of him for you. This wouldn't cost you anything financially, but we may ask a favor of you at some point in the future.
Now, you just never know what you're going to get with a movie starring Nicolas Cage. You have your Ghost Rider movies, which were different. Then you have the National Treasure movies, which are pretty decent in a brainless, easy entertainment sort of way. But then, two movies that I cannot bring myself to forgive Nicolas for are The Weatherman and The Wicker Man. So at least we're lucky this movie isn't called The Seeking Justice Man. But when you think of actors who can kick ass, get even, and don't even let the bad guys ever take a breath without them shaking in their boots knowing you're just around the corner, it's not Nicolas Cage. How about Liam Neeson, Bruce Willis, or Jason Statham? Now that would be a guaranteed good movie. And on top of all of that, it's the middle of March, which means rarely in a blue moon, hardly ever, and not much of a chance does a good movie ever come out. But with this one, you have to decide if you want to take your chances or maybe try the other movie this week instead, which is 21 Jump Street. Well, 25 years after the original hit TV series, it's back. But it's Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill who are sent to high school undercover this time.
What's up, Chief?
Got our first bus.
You forgot to read him his Miranda rights. Do you even know the Miranda rights?
We're reviving a canceled undercover program from the 80s.
Where do we report to?
Down on Jump Street. 21 Jump Street.
You will be going in as undercover high school students.
So how did this compare to the original groundbreaking TV cop drama? Did it have all that intense action and intrigue and serious drama filled with complex and compelling characters that you just had to watch over and over again? Did it have stars that could rival the likes of Johnny Depp, Peter DeLuise, and Holly Robinson Pete? That's a negative to all the above. They call this one a comedy, which should be a term used loosely. For me, it was just one gratuitous moment after another. Gratuitous drugs and drinking, gratuitous raunchy, and occasional gratuitous violence. But there were bits of good. There were actually a few minutes here and there where you got to see some of the original characters. Too bad it was just a few minutes. So if you're gonna mess with a classic, there better be more good than dumb. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, 21 Jump Street is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.